This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday moved into the Gaza town of Rafah, but U.S. officials say it's not the full invasion many have feared. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israeli troops seized control of the vital Rafah border crossing, raising fears of the full-scale invasion President Biden has warned against.
That's not what this is.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel describes it as a more limited operation aimed at cutting off Hamas arms smuggling.
Not of a size, scale, durations, and scope that one could equate to a major ground operation.
Still, Israel's defense minister says the operation will deepen if talks on a hostage deal with Hamas fail. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel said on Tuesday its objective remains to destroy the Islamist Palestinian group Hamas as its negotiators were set to leave for ceasefire talks in the Egyptian capital Cairo.
International organizations working in the area have also been encouraged to temporarily evacuate prior to the beginning of the operation.
Government spokesman David Mentzer, who said humanitarian aid is still entering Gaza every day. But the UN agency said on Tuesday the two main crossings into the southern Gaza Strip remained shut, virtually cutting off the Palestinian enclave from outside aid with few stocks positioned inside. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday expressed optimism Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas should be able to close the remaining gaps to complete an agreement that would lead to the release of hostages and pave the way for an extended truce in the